And thank you for joining us here for a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson's push to move a farm bill next month, if successful, could help jumpstart long-stalled Senate committee action. But there are still doubts. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley still pessimistic about chances for a new farm bill this year. But if House Ag Chair Thompson gets bipartisan agreement in his panel on a way to fund farm safety net improvements, Grassley says that could break the logjam in Senate Ag.
Yeah, if it was something that I suppose in this case it'd be something that Republicans could agree to with the funding. And I assume if Thompson came up with something that a House Republicans agreed to, it'd probably look pretty good to us.
But Grassley still predicts Congress won't pass a new farm bill until next year, though he hopes otherwise.
What's going on in the House of Representatives is very unpredictable, so I wouldn't want to make a speculation on what the House can do, but I would hope the House would pass a farm bill.
But Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told top GOP Senate Ag Appropriator Senator John Hovind of North Dakota that doesn't guarantee agreement on his plan to boost support for higher crop insurance levels.
There's a conflicting set of messages coming out of this Capitol on crop insurance. I think we need perhaps some consistency in the approach here. Would be helpful.
Well, we prefer our approach.
Well, I'm sure you do. But there are 166 members of the House Republican Caucus that feel that crop insurance should be cut.
House Ag Chair Thompson is focused instead on limiting the Secretary's Commodity Credit Corporation spending authority, while Vilsack says CCC could be used creatively to fund a farm bill and disputes the claims that USDA has abused the fund. Well, the first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza is now confirmed in Minnesota. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed the first 2024 outbreak in Minnesota in a Meeker County flock. The current outbreak, confirmed on April 11th, has affected just over 70,000 birds. Meeker County saw four outbreaks in commercial turkey flocks in 2023. Earlier this spring, the Minnesota Board of Health issued guidance for biosecurity measures to help all poultry owners in the state. Shauna Voss, the senior veterinarian for the Minnesota Board of Animal Health, says, quote, "Poultry owners might be used to us sounding an alarm on HPAI this time of year and talking about how biosecurity can limit the impact of this disease. This year, we're taking a new approach, and instead of highlighting one disease, we're highlighting one solution for many diseases, which is effective biosecurity," end quote. Since 2022, the virus has affected 88.11 million birds nationwide. Well, America's farmers and ranchers lead the way in greenhouse gas emissions reduction through voluntary conservation efforts and market-based incentives. The Environmental Protection Agency released the inventory of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions and sinks 1990 through 2022. The report shows that American agriculture reduced emissions by 2% from 2021 to 2022, the largest decrease of any economic sector. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says, quote, "The latest numbers demonstrate farmers and ranchers' commitment to growing the food and fiber America's families rely on while improving the land, air, and water, a benefit to the farm and climate," end quote. Now, AFPF's Market Intel report says U.S. agriculture represents just under 10% of total U.S. emissions compared to other economic sectors. EPA says emissions from agriculture totaled 634 million metric tons in CO2 equivalents, or 9.99% of all emissions in 2022. That's a 1.8% decrease or a drop of 12 million metric tons from 2021. The USDA's April wheat outlook shows global wheat ending stocks for 23-24 are projected down this month by 0.6 million metric tons to 258.3 million metric tons. The agency says that's the lowest level in 8 years. The biggest factor in this month's decline is India's wheat stocks, which are forecast down 2.1 million metric tons to 6.9 million. India's government stocks estimates implied a stronger pace of use than previously expected. If this forecast is realized, India's ending stocks will have declined more than 20 million metric tons from the peak of 27.8 million tons in 2020 and 2021. Global stocks have slipped 39 million metric tons from the peak level of 297 million metric tons in 2019-2020. With China estimated to account for 18 million metric tons of that decline. Total exporter-held ending stocks have been relatively consistent over the last several years, not showing the same declining trend as China and India's stocks. And finally, preparations are underway for the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa this year. The demo fields have been planted in advance of the 2024 show.
That's one of the things that keeps all of us up at night, is making sure that super early corn goes in the ground right on time, so that we'd be able to have field demonstrations at the end of August. And you know, looking back at 2022, the last time we were in Boone, we didn't get that corn in the ground until May 19th. But fortunately, it was all in the ground. I got the text at about 11 o'clock on Friday night on April 12th that all the field demo corn has been planted. So we're in about as good a shape as we can possibly be setting up for a Farm Progress Show.
That's Farm Progress Show manager Matt Youngman. He says conditions have been dry in Iowa, but some improvement should be made this week.
Eastern Iowa, I've got some friends there around Iowa City and west around Cedar Rapids, and they're awfully dry. They've seen creeks go dry that none of them have seen in their lifetime go dry. So there is a lot of concern there. What I know about Boone is that it was planted into good moisture, and the forecast has 2 inches of rain coming over the course of this coming week here. So that's pretty good, as long as it doesn't come all at once. So, you know, for right now, we're cautiously optimistic when it comes to the drought thing.
And Youngman says the show will be meeting with vendors and exhibitors this week.
Well, if you can imagine, you know, the planning for the show, it's a lot more than just showing up the day before and parking some machines and then off you go and have a show. There's a lot of background planning and a lot of work that goes into folks' exhibits. You know, there's a whole lot of eyes and a whole lot of attention on the event. So we like to have an open house every spring, and that's what we're going to have this coming Wednesday. We call it our Exhibitor Vendor Day. And what that means is we invite our exhibitors to come in, and we'll have all the vendors there. So it gives them the opportunity to physically go stand on their lot and point fingers at stuff of what they plan to do, and have their tent company, their electrician, their landscaper, their pressure washers, the fuel vendor, anybody they may need, their air conditioning vendor, to be able to have a plan and write down some things and measure things off and make sure everything in the plan is going to work for all the vendors. So that's always, you know, planting corn and that Exhibitor Vendor Day are the two big milestones in the spring as we kind of start to make plans. And we have other exhibitors that are planting crops on their exhibits and doing a lot of that kind of thing. BASF is putting in a big plot inside the bounds of the exhibit field this year. And so a whole lot of planning, and we kind of have to have some components of the exhibit field laid out here in April so that folks have what they want when August comes around.
And once again, that is Farm Progress Show manager Matt Youngman. This year's Farm Progress Show on the show grounds in Boone, Iowa will be held August 27th through the 29th. That's going to do it for American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.